Hey guys, what's up? My name is Anthony, and welcome to another edition of BNA Sports Talk. So I usually record these on my phone, and I'm recording like with my left hand today, and it's weird because I usually do a lot of things with my right hand, if you know what I mean. But like, I'm a lefty, and I'm recording with my left hand, and it feels kind of weird. But today, what I kind of want to talk about is the Giants. Now, I'm going to come out with a video doing like theories like Mike Tomlin's record his first 2 years, you know, this person's record these first couple of years. And the main conclusion I kind of drawn from just from my preliminary research of like good coaches in the first couple of years is they have to have a good quarterback. And, you know, Joe Judge will have to come to a point now. He tied his hip to Daniel Jones. And the way he's speaking now, he knows he has his position secured for next year. So there are a couple of things that arise from that. First of all, is he going to, you know, dedicate himself to Daniel Jones? I should have looked this up before, but I'm assuming there's going to be a dead cap hit if we do cut Daniel Jones. We can always trade him. We can always, you know, trade people. We'll continue to talk about, like, Russell Wilson trade packages, like James Bradbury included in a trade. You can easily just offset, you know, those sort of things. And we're kind of talking about Russell Wilson now, but the two first-rounders, you know, as far as the trade, you do not give up two first-rounders. You can give up one and one next year and a third. Two firsts and a third for Russell Wilson. They give up two firsts, a third, and a safety for Jamal Adams. Don't forget, they're not going to get fleeced again. But going back to Joe Judge, he's going to have to tie himself to a quarterback. And what we realize is with Andy Reid, he found his quarterback, Donovan McNabb. He tied his hip to him, you know, and he was able to transition from quarterback to quarterback. You saw once John Harbaugh got his guy, Joe Flacco, once you got to get a good quarterback, you succeed. It's all kind of ridden on in your perception is driven off of like how good your quarterback does. If you win, like Joe Judge, he wins two more games. We should, and it's kind of a talking point by, you know, Giants fans, we should be 6-7 this year. If we were 6-7, we'd be like right in the playoff hunt, and we'd be like, oh yeah, no, Joe Judge isn't that bad. You see, he's like improving this team. Now you have a Leonard Williams that's maybe out 1-2 games, that's fine. But I had Don LaGreca said, you know, the guy on the YES Network, you know, he does Rangers, and you know, he likes the Mets, but he calls Ranger games. He said, you know, this defense is probably the biggest disappointment in all of New York sports. I'm like, really? Because, you know, we lost our number one linebacker. Like, we lost our number one, pretty much our number one safety. And we lost, who else did we lose? We didn't have Dory Jackson, arguably our number one cornerback. You know, a lot of teams are dealing with injuries, but like, and this defense, we get gassed. And we're not trying to aim for sacks all the time. Sometimes it's all about containing the quarterback in the pocket and making him beat you with his arm. Anyway, the Giants are going to have to do a couple things. I wouldn't mind getting like either Derek Stingley or Kyle Hamilton if they drop to us in the first round, because I think we will have back-to-back picks. And by the way, I'm doing another video about like how high can our picks get. That's gonna be a fun video. How high can you subscribe to Born Narrow, but on YouTube. But so it's a certain point. What was I saying? Kyle Hamilton and Derek Stingley. I wouldn't mind if we get some secondary help, because we saw with Logan Ryan. I said going into this year, I'm like, he's slow. I said James Bradbury, he's slow. If we get some speed on this defense with Stingley, who runs a 4-3, I wouldn't mind Stingley. You know, because especially if the Jets, it's funny because we're going to continue to have these conversations. That's kind of one of the preliminary ones. If the Jets beat us to getting Evan Neal, if the Jaguars are going to select Evan Neal, I hope you know. Or maybe they get Okwenu and we, you know, whatever. But it's just so funny how a bunch of people are like, I'm probably going to make a short out of it too. Theme today. But people are saying, oh, the Giants, you know, they really need to do offensive line. And then in the mock drafts, they're getting a cornerback and a safety, one of each. You know, you want to draft good players, and I'll continue to watch film. But right now, my sense is either get one of Stingley or Hamilton if you drop to them, and then get the next tackle that drops you. Because we may be looking at the Jets. I think they found their solution at right tackle in a way. Their offensive line is not awful, but you can still use offensive line help just to help out Zach Wilson. The top two guys may be gone, you know? So it's either trading back with a team that needs a quarterback, or maybe even draft the quarterback yourself, to be totally honest with you. But I would get one of Kyle Hamilton or Derek Stingley, and then I would draft offensive line. Because that's I think, where you're going to find the greatest value. We're just stuck in a rut now, because it doesn't seem like Kenny Galladay is the guy, and he's kind of given up. I miss Golden Tate. At least Golden Tate got you a touchdown every once in a while. He would, like, moss somebody. Kenny Galladay is a half a foot taller, and he can't even moss people. And he's kind of given up because of Mike Lennon. I don't even blame him. But, yeah, I mean, We're going to do, like, theories, like, should we even, like, should we trade him? Like, what's the value going to be to that? Because you realize we're a losing franchise. We have the draft has a New York sandwich, a thick sandwich. You have the Jets, Giants, Giants, Jets, a thick New York sandwich going on here. And the Bills aren't even doing good either. Well, not great, but, yeah. And pretty much, what do we got? We got 5 minutes. I kind of want to talk a little bit more about Andrew Thomas because people are kind of overrating him a little bit. Sometimes he does get beaten around the edge a little bit. But going back to the draft, my final big board was this. I had number one, I had Micah Parsons. I'm like, he's a generational linebacker. Then number two, I had Jalen Waddle. Then I had Devontae Smith. I didn't have Kadarius Toney on there because it's like I couldn't see that. I was thinking more of him in the second round. I'm like, all of us were like, yeah, we'd love him in the second round, but the Jags would have gotten him before then, so it wouldn't have really mattered anyway. Anyway, so I had Rashawn Slater up there. As long as you select good players, you're going to be fine. Like, remember Aaron Robinson? Everyone's, like, poo-pooing it. We're going to be fine with Aaron Robinson because they look at it, that's a more flexibility with James Bradbury, you know? And if we get another guy like Derek Stingley who can play, he can go anywhere. I mean, he has the talent, the skill, the speed. I'm not sure of the smarts. I haven't really watched him yet. But he can go anywhere on the field. And we'll continue to watch film and stuff like that. You know, you're never really going to go wrong with selecting good players. Like, you can't pigeonhole yourself. I said, select Rashawn Slater. You play right tackle, right guard. It doesn't matter. If you select good player, it's really rare where you select a good player and you're like, oh, I can't find a spot for him. That's really rare. And in those cases, you're just dedicated to a guy that you shouldn't really be dedicated to. And I'm watching Nate Solder. It's bad. It's bad. So my top two needs are, you know, right tackle and maybe even look at a linebacker like Devin Lloyd. And it's, you know, the season has gone the way we want to, but in the end, it's kind of better off for us because, man, we really see the flaws in this team. Like, the defense is going to be fine. People blame Patrick Graham. I think Patrick Graham is fine. I think he's a top 10 defensive mind in the league. He adapts, he adjusts, and he wanted to blitz more. He really wanted to blitz more earlier in the year, but he realized he's not getting pressure, so he adjusted. He adapted, and people are blaming Freddie Kitchens now for not being able to move the ball. Man, it's like wide receiver. We don't have a true number one. We don't. And we thought we had in Kenny Golladay, and that was an error. And it was my fault, too. You know, you kind of bought into, you know, what is Daniel Jones good at? Accuracy. What does Kenny Golladay not do? You know, separate. Like, I guess you can just toss up 50-50 balls. But 50-50 balls, they just have to be somewhat in the vicinity. But Daniel Jones is accurate, so get a guy that gets open, and you'll hit him. Also, Daniel Jones needs to really work at, like, processing the field. That's not really what he's good at. But I'm going to wrap it up here. If not, I'll continue speaking. But if not, goodbye, guys. Okay, we're back. I kind of want to wrap it up nicely. But I was watching some of my older videos. I'm like, those videos were, like, pretty nicely edited. I'm like, I thought I just used to slap a, you know, one or two things on it. But, like, I'm actually fairly impressed. Like, some of my older, I was like watching like predictions and stuff to kind of go through it. So tomorrow or the next day, I'll probably do some bold predictions for the rest of the season. And yeah, content is kind of pumping out. I just, my job's editing. It's not, I could do it. Like, I always say, like, I could do it, but you just end up burning yourself out. And I just do these when I'm like, I want to, you know. It's not like every single day. Some days I'm like, I think about uploading. I'm like, don't really have that great of an idea. That's all of an idea. And it's just a one man band. And it's my creative outlet. And sometimes with things in general, what I realize is the more that you do it, that you liked in the beginning, and then you're like, oh, keep on doing it. It's kind of like foods. You ever like eat, like, everyone eats like the same general foods every day in a way, right? It's just me. But like, but then you realize that you kind of grow old of it. And then like 2 months later, you eat it again. And you're like, you either go, man, this is not good at all. Or you're like, oh, wow. Like, this is really, really good. And for me, I'm uploading every once in a while. I'm like, oh, this is really, really good. I like it. It's not that bad. Because I don't know what I'm trying to get at. But hope you guys did enjoy this little podcast on the internet. And I'll see you guys in my next one. Bye, guys.